First of all, I guess I just would like to ask, how are you and your staff doing after the events of last week?
You know, I really appreciate that first question. We're doing fine. Obviously, it was greatly concerning what we saw, and our families are safe, and we were safe during the event in a secure location. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate that first question.
Yes, well, and I'm glad to hear that everybody is doing okay. Obviously, it's something that has shaken just about everybody who saw what happened last week. Obviously, the event itself is one thing, and now we've got the aftermath of that, which is we've got House Democrats calling for the Vice President to invoke the 25th Amendment, and we've got a potential impeachment vote coming up. And I just wanted to find out, first of all, where you stand on those issues. Are you supportive of either of those measures?
Well, first off, I want to be very, very clear that I condemn all violence. As a former police officer, I don't condone any type of violence for any reason, and that includes that violence, Scott, that was in our nation's capital last Wednesday. It also includes the violence that we saw in the riots in Minneapolis and Seattle and Portland and Kenosha, Wisconsin, and New York City. I unequivocally condemn all violence and will never support it. And that's not how we act as Americans. But with that being said, I know that there's the 25th Amendment that the Vice President of the United States and his cabinet would invoke. I know that, I understand that the Speaker of the House and others are pressuring the Vice President and his and the cabinet to put that forward. It doesn't appear that the Vice President is going to be invoking that, which then would or could set up an impeachment vote. Tomorrow or the next day, we're just not sure. But I do want to say, Scott, that Vice President Pence's finest hour as an elected official, in my humble opinion, was last Wednesday when he accepted the electoral votes from each of the 50 states.
In terms of a potential impeachment vote, how would you vote on that?
I think that impeachment will only further divide an already divided nation. We're seeing the Speaker pushing for that, and I think that this nation is now needs to heal, and pushing forth an impeachment is only going to further divide the nation. And even President-elect Biden says the best course now is just move forward and look towards his inauguration.
We've had FBI reports I've seen over the course of the last couple days that all 50 state capitals, as well as the U.S. Capitol, are being told about potential armed marches coming up in the next week or two. I'm curious, can you talk about that for just a moment? When you talk about the concept of sort of nurturing that divide, how do we balance that with keeping our capitals and our citizens protected?
Well, you know, as a former law enforcement officer, as I said earlier, Scott, I condemn all violence. And, the intelligence information that's coming to our law enforcement agencies is very startling, and we have to be prepared in case it happens in any of the capitals. We have to make sure in our great state of Minnesota that our capital is we have the resources, technology, and strategies in place to stop it and hold those accountable that incite violence. Our First Amendment allows us to peacefully protest. Like I say, we didn't see that in Minneapolis in May. In fact, we didn't see it at our state capitol earlier this summer when they were ripping down monuments. So it's concerning the safety of the citizens is paramount, and you know, the intelligence that the law enforcement agencies are getting, I'm confident there's going to be, you know, they're going to take those credible intelligence bulletins seriously, and especially with what's happening across the nation. So I think all 50 states are should be prepared for that and pre-plan for that. But again, violence is never the answer.
What responsibility do you think the president should take for his role in inciting the folks that did storm the Capitol last week, if any?
I think words matter. Our words, especially as elected officials, they matter. And it is important to, you know, you can put forth your thoughts, but you know, I read word for word his speech, and you know, I think that it was, you know, it was towards the speech, and some of the words were, I would have used things differently. But I also know that at about the 18-minute mark, if you read it, there was some talk about, you know, peacefully and patriotically, you know, marching over to the Capitol. Now, we know that the vast majority were peaceful protesters, but those that broke in, assaulted our police officers, and assaulted our democracy, they have to be held to the highest standard. They have to be held accountable. It's unacceptable. And there should be no charges should be dropped. No charges should be dropped on anybody that broke into the Capitol and assault the police. You break the law, you're held accountable, and I think that we as elected officials, I think we all need to step back, take a breath, and understand our commonalities far outweigh our differences. And I think that that's the way we go about healing as a nation. Every one of us take responsibility for our actions and know that we are not Republicans or Democrats or independents, libertarians. We are Americans, first and foremost.
And then, Congressman, one last question for you. A lot of what has happened over the course of the last week and a little bit prior to that has been precipitated by the president's claims that the election had been stolen from him. Do you feel as though the election was stolen from President Trump?
One of the things that I support is states' rights, and the 10th Amendment gives the states, Scott, the privilege of sending their electors to be counted at our nation's capital. And I supported and voted to accept all 50 of the state's electoral votes. Congress has a limited role in this process. And if there is any concerns, it has to be dealt with at the state level. And I believe there's going to be a commission or two, you know, put forward to look at, to ensure that the confidence of our elections are primary, that people that go and vote in our elections have confidence that their vote will be counted for the candidate that they chose. And I think there's going to be some reviews, and I think any change, any reviews, is going to start with the state legislatures of states that may have those concerns.